Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Sean Siegley here from Inside Carolina with Sean Moran of Sean Mo Hoops. Sean, we are now on to the second day of the NCAA tournament. So we spoke yesterday about some of the games that we were looking forward to on Thursday. What about the games for the Friday session?
Well, Carolina fans will obviously have interest in the very first game of the day, the Texas A&M Providence game, if they're able to make it past Lipscomb on Friday. But some of the games I'm really interested in watching in the first session in San Diego, Wichita State, a 4 seed versus Marshall, a 13. We have Wichita State, you know, at the beginning of the year, they were really highly touted and a lot of people had them going to the Final Four. And Greg Marshall always does a great job with them in March. And they almost upset Kentucky last year. But they have a few guys, Landry Shamet, who is a great player, and then Connor Frankamp, who can shoot, and Rashard Kelly, who's just, you know, kind of a tough overall player along with Shaq Morris. And then they're going against Marshall, who is the only team in Conference USA that beat Middle Tennessee State. So they were 2-0 against Middle Tennessee State, who I think should have been in the tournament. But they have one of the, I'd say, more underrated players in the country, and John Elmore. He's a junior guard averaging 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. And really looking forward to seeing what he does against the stout Wichita State defense. And then kind of going into the afternoon session, we have Michigan State, who a lot of people have in their Final Four and even winning the championship, going against Bucknell, the Patriot League champion and a 14 seed. And in this matchup, it's a high spread. It's about 14 points, but Bucknell, you know, they've really impressed me during the year, and they have the current player of the year and then the player of the year in the Patriot League last year, you know, both suiting up, both big guys, and they gave Carolina a game earlier in the year. And I think they could, you know, pull some Bucknell magic and maybe replicate that Kansas win from many years ago and at least give Michigan State a really competitive game in Detroit.
Thanks for the information, Sean. To get the full scoop on Carolina basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.